Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ageless Sisters, your global source for beauty, lifestyle, and anti-aging tips with your host, Cynthia Rowland, creator of Facial Magic and Luscious Lips.
Well, good morning, everyone. I was trying to turn down the volume of that intro, but boy, I still smile every time I hear that intro because the Ageless Sisters is on the air again, and we love our guests. And today we have a most magnificent guest. Here's what I want to tell you. If you've ever wondered if you could improve your makeup application, the answer is yes. And the person that's going to help you do that is a man whose name is, remember this, Chris Scott. And Chris Scott is from San Francisco. He has a company that is called Makeup Gourmet. Now remember that one, Makeup Gourmet, and gourmet is spelled G-O-U-R-M-E-T, Makeup Gourmet. And he has written a new book. It's coming out. It's launching June 2nd on Amazon. And the name of this book is Face with the Heart: Mastering Authentic Beauty Makeup. Now, you just don't get to write a book like that every day without having a lot of expertise and experience under your belt. And Chris has that experience and expertise. And I'm going to let you tell us all the things that he did in order to be at this spot. Here we are, May 7th, 2015, because there's a lot of things he's done in the past that will help you master your makeup application, learn how to do it in a timely fashion, and feel authentically beautiful every day, because this man will give you confidence in your appearance. Just as I give you confidence with Facial Magic and Luscious Lips, this man is going to do it with makeup. So let's welcome Chris Scott, author of Face with the Heart, to the Ageless Sisters show today. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Cynthia. Pleasure to be with you.
I am so happy that you are with us because coming up June 2nd, you have a very auspicious day.
Yes,
and
I do.
And that is the day you launch your book.
Exactly that. And it's been about 3.5 years in the making, and just in terms of the actual construction of the book has been 3.5 years. And obviously the book is a culmination of my, you know, more than 25 years of experience of working with over 250,000 women, showing them how to, you know, be authentically beautiful every day.
You know, I was watching just one of your, the first video I watched was about eyebrows. And just that one little information tidbit about the way you shape your brow with your brush, that has got to be the most wonderful news, because so many women are not doing their eyebrows to make them beautiful. Their face is more beautiful. And you have lots of information like that in your book, and just as knowledge as well. Where in the world did you get all of this passion about makeup and faces?
So, like in my video book trailer, if anybody watches that, I really feel like I Forrest Gumped my way into the beauty makeup world. It's one of those things where it's like how I help people. People always ask me, what are the right colors for me? What are the right shades? And I always say, you don't get to pick. The color gets to pick you. And I think the beauty makeup just picked me as a conduit for really understanding how it works. So what happened was, my background is theater. I did theater. I have a master's in theater. And I ran a theater company many, many years here in San Francisco. And it is one of my passions. But it doesn't pay as much. You know, I needed a day job. And so someone said, hey, why don't you do, you know, beauty makeup? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Because I knew theater makeup, obviously, but I didn't know beauty makeup. So I took a 2-day course on beauty makeup, and they sent me off into department stores as one of those freelancers, right? And
okay.
What was really cool was that I just really enjoyed the interaction I was having with people, because I'm a Gemini, and I really, enjoy communicating, and I enjoy helping other people. So in doing so, I went, this is pretty cool. I kind of like this. And it was really weird how the universe attracts, because the second I said in my head that thing, Chanel scouted me and said, hey, we'd like to talk to you. I'm like, oh, okay. Now, understand, Cynthia, I had only been doing makeup for about 6 weeks when they came to me, and they said, let's sit down, and we talked. They said, we'd really like to hire you. And I'm like, that's great. You know, what will I be doing? They go, well, you'll be our new national artist. And I just went, are you kidding me? I've been doing this for 6 weeks. Did you have something you wanted to say?
Well, no, I was just thinking that, my goodness, they must have seen what your work looks like and immediately wanted to glom onto you so nobody else would grab you.
I think what attracted them more is how I work with people. I think so, because it could not have been my makeup expertise at that point. But the point of that whole story is, the minute I got hired by Chanel, you know, it was awesome because it was in the 80s and they trained me for free. You know, I got sent around the world. I did backstage fashion shows for Chanel. I did everything. And you know, so I got my training through them. And it was really great because, obviously Chanel has a strong fashion point of view. And it really helped me to understand that makeup is an accessory with, you know, the rest of our wardrobe and our lifestyle and what we want to project and how we want people to see us. And it was really, I was really fortunate. And so that's how I got good at makeup. I got the opportunity to work with a lot of faces. And really that's what happens. It's trial and error and you figure things out. And eventually you get it right. So that's kind of the core of how I got my experience.
Well, that is a great place to get your experience, with a name like Chanel, that is, everybody knows that name. And they have beautiful products and beautiful clothes, you know. So
you were
in San Francisco when this began?
Yeah, I was running a theater company here, and then they started to, you know, they started to ship me here, there, and everywhere. But I said, hey, I'm running a theater company. I can't be running around, you know, the world, so... You know, can you give me something local? So luckily they did. So I was able to stay in San Francisco, work with and run my theater company. But what happened was, I mean, I was running a theater company, and that was a lot. And that's a lot of work. I mean, that's a 40-hour day, not a 40-hour week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
and I just burned out on running the theater company. I took my first vacation at 38, and I said, something's got to give. And I said, you know, as much as I love theater, I'm really enjoying this makeup thing. So I'm going to turn my energy and effort towards that. And in the process of that, what happened was I worked with so many clients, and so many clients asked me the same questions, because everybody really has, you know, there's a sort of a pool of concerns that people have with makeup. And so I was going to write a brochure for my clients to help them be better shoppers. So when they go to the store, they don't make mistakes and go home, you know, I got a bag full of stuff and I don't know if I like any of it, you know. So I wrote this, ended up being a book, by the way. That's my point. It was called The Cosmetic Counter Survival Guide, and that's also out there. Yeah. And that book was really great for me. It's just a quick read, under 100 pages, but it really makes you a very smart shopper when you go out to, you know, how you can control the interaction between the salesperson, because we all know that, you know, especially cosmetic departments, they're sales driven. And so how do you get, you know, the right information? And that's what I sort of prided myself on with the clients I worked with, was I really gave them the best information and really gave them, I sort of empowered them to make the decision. And because I think that's important, that, you know, when you're making decisions about yourself, your appearance, that they're your decision, not someone else says, this is what you should do. It should be something that makes you feel good, authentic. And, you know, that's my approach with makeup in general.
Yes. And you have a very nice, natural look to what you create, and it's not overdone. And that, I think, is what a lot of women, we see with a lot of women, they're overdone, the colors aren't the best for them, And they might just get into a rut and do the same makeup they did when they were 18 or 20, and here they're in their 40s and 50s. Do you see that as well?
What's that?
Do you see that as well, where women can get into a rut with their makeup?
Well, yeah, or a rut or a groove. You know, I hate to think of things that we do over and over again as a rut if we enjoy it. But if we do it just because we don't have a better option, then it might become a rut. So what's funny is I can usually tell what year someone went to high school by the way they do their makeup. Because, you know, when you're a teenager and you're like 16 to 20, you know, it's when you really feel like, God, I look great then. And the way you did your makeup, you sort of keep that going, you know, because that's how you see yourself, or that's how you want to see yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny that you mentioned that, you know, the rut or the groove. So, you know, this your question really leads to why my authentic beauty makeup method is unique. Often when we see people's makeup and not them is because they just don't understand the anatomy of their face. They don't understand the structure of their face. And once you get that, once you really understand authentic beauty and it's how it's designed to, I mean, I really apply makeup to anatomy, not to a face, to your bone structure. Once you get that, what's amazing is you can, with the same amount of makeup, I can give you a natural look, a professional look, or a highly dramatic look. I don't use more or less makeup. I just change the contrast of colors that I use, because in people's minds, their mind is, well, dramatic makeup means more makeup. And that's not necessarily the case. I mean, you'll probably do a couple more steps to, you know, to really enhance the eyes or what have you, but it's really not about applying more of the same color. It's about using the same amount of a higher concentrated pigment, a darker pigment, and finding ways to blend that into your anatomy, and so that you look incredible and people see you and they go, wow, you look great. And, you know, it might be more makeup, it would higher intensity makeup, I should say, than you ever worn in your life, but people still see you just because the makeup doesn't distort your face. It actually, I would say, pulls it into focus.
Enhancement.
And that's what I do.
I am so glad you do that. Now, let's stop right here, Chris, and make sure that everybody understands that you've got a book launch coming up June 2nd. And if we go to your website, makeupgourmet.com, that's makeupgourmet.com, they can sign up right there on the first page of your website for the free gifts and the telesummit, and really get to know you very well until their book arrives or until they get whatever they're getting from you, free products, whatever, free gifts. I think that's a wonderful way to get your name out there and help women at the same time.
Yeah, do you want me to speak to that a little bit more?
Absolutely, go right ahead.
So what's really cool is I'm all about communication. Why I can do what I do is I'm lucky. There are a lot of great makeup artists out there. We all know that. I do not consider myself the best makeup artist in the world, whatever that means. But what I do consider myself is an excellent teacher, an excellent communicator. It's like a magician. Magicians don't want to tell you their trick. You know, they want you to come back and watch them do the trick over again. And I'm kind of the opposite. I want you to know the trick. I want you to get it, because it's more than just, yes, it's a lot of little techniques, but overall it's a concept. And when you understand anatomy, the structure of your face, and how I work with straight lines as opposed to curved lines to really launch the what I call the vault of the face and lift up the light of the face, that's my gift. That's what I can give to the world, if you will, and I know it will be my legacy, because I truly will be disrupting the beauty world, because every person I work with that comes to see me walks away going, why doesn't anybody ever show me this? Because this is so unique, and I feel so beautiful, but not in a makeup way, in a me way. I see me better.
Mm-hmm.
So that said, when you get to my homepage, there's my little logo on the top left, and right next to it says book launch. When you hover over it, you have a couple of choices. When it says book launch free gifts, really all the partners in my telesummit are offering awesome informational gifts, and you can pick the ones you want, but they're only available when you buy the book Tuesday, June 2nd. So, I mean, it takes your $24.95 price for my book, and it makes it, you know, the value, you know, shoots up to $500. I don't even know, maybe more, because the gifts that they're offering is just amazing. But I would suggest that everybody sign up for the Authentic Beauty Telesummit, because I have 3 days of, it's an hour and a half. Basically, it's called Keys to Feeling Authentically Beautiful. And we're not just talking about makeup. We're talking about everything: image, wardrobe, hair, photography, and really, you know, and beyond the surface, you know, what does it mean to be authentic, you know, and how does that manifest in every aspect of our life? You know, I'm really good at manifesting authentic beauty with makeup, but, you know, there's authentic beauty with, you know, how we garden. You know, I mean, it's not just about makeup. But I suggest you look at the Authentic Beauty Telesummit, and all you do is name an email, and then you'll be sent a reminder to get the book come Tuesday, June 2nd. So you can't miss getting it. And then even if you can't listen, because let's face it, it's not easy. The Telesummit's 3 days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and even if you can't listen in on those days, you're going to get the file so that you could listen to it at any time. So, you know, by signing up, you get it. And my guests are awesome. One of my guests is my business coach, Allison Maslin, and she's amazing. Just in how she helps, especially, she really works a lot with single women who want to work for themselves, want to be independent, and she's going to be on the third day. That's something you really want to listen to. We have Mia Peebles, who's, you know, famous actor, but also just she's a real advocate for authentic beauty. So it's real easy. Just sign up, and even if you can't attend during the day, during the days of the telesummit, you'll get the recordings, and it also qualifies you for all the free gifts, and you can see everything that people are offering on the
tab for
the book launch free gift. Yeah, there's so much stuff there, and there
there's
and
so
all
much
these people
stuff,
are,
and that's so wonderful.
I know, it's amazing. I can't tell you how happy I am.
I'm happy for you. I'm really happy for you because I see that you have a real beneficial, authentic book about beauty, and I know that just women everywhere will want to just jump on this bandwagon and get to know you, Chris, because they will through your videos and your words as well. So let me ask you a couple of questions. I want to get specific about a few things in our last few minutes that we have. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, this is the makeupgourmet.com, makeupgourmet.com. Go over there and sign up for the book launch free gifts and the Authentic Beauty Telesummit. I have to get all that housekeeping out of the way.
Well,
Chris, okay, I read some of your tweets. And one of them that really spoke to me was how to look younger using less makeup. So many women feel that they have to spend a lot of time putting themselves together every day to have a nice looking makeup. But that's not really true, is it?
No, absolutely not. But, to speak to looking young and being young, may I speak to that?
Absolutely.
Because I just had an epiphany about a year ago. I mean, it's funny about the process of me writing this book. I could not have written this book until I had lots of little epiphanies. And so my book is just this is a collection of my epiphanies, right, for every step of the way of doing your makeup. But I gave my little sister a bottle of one of my serums called Age Defying Serum. And the first thing she said was, "Will it make me look younger?" And You know, what's funny was, it's the first time someone said that to me, that where the question really landed. And I went, huh, will it make you look younger? And so what it made me do was made me think, well, what does young mean? What does young look like? And so I answered the question. I knew the answer, but it made me really force me to answer that question, which is, our skin has a 30-day cycle. When a skin cell is born, it lives for 30 days, and then it's gone. Because it's on the exterior of our bodies. It's a protective organ, and it has to constantly replenish because it's constantly taking a beating. So it's a really cool organism. So what we can do is we can give our skin cells the best 30-day life that they can possibly have. And by doing so, by the time that skin cell reaches the top of your face, the top layer of your skin, the molecule is a big, the cell is a big, round, juicy cell full of water. And what that translates as far as young is it's full of light. And light is youth. Because when you see someone whose face just has, it looks like there's almost a light inside their head, there's a glow coming out of the skin, that's young. And younger skin generates faster because they're growing. And so the body is trying to keep up with, the growth, and the skin has to grow. And then once we mature, it starts to level off. But Our skin has no qualms in producing fresh skin cells at a rapid rate. You just have to give it a reason to. And that's why, for me, exfoliation is not only because it's inexpensive, one of the best ways to look young, but because it is one of the best ways to look young. But what's really important to understand with exfoliation is that how you do it. Because understand that even if a skin cell is dead, it's still attached to the living skin cell. So you don't want to scrub it off, because if you scrub it off, you tear it. And that little tiny fissure in the surface of the skin sends a message down below, don't make any more skin cells because we got a breach up above. And it sends blood cells to close up the breach. So you actually, you stop the cellular regeneration process. So what you want to do, I call it a process of seduction. When you're using your exfoliant, you really want to work slow. And you want to work in these really massaging circular motions. And you want to spend at least 2 minutes when you're exfoliating. Don't scrub your face hard ever again, because you want the dead skin cell to volunteer to leave. Because once it volunteers to leave because you seduced it away, underneath, the skin cell regenerators go, oh, we need a new fresh skin cell, and it starts pushing up fresh, beautiful skin cells. And then your job is to just keep watering your skin. And so, I like hyaluronic acid, sodium hyaluronate, and that's what is in my age-defying serum, because I want to trap and hold water in the skin as long as I can. So in terms of looking young, really, be gentle with your exfoliation, because when you have that cloud of dead skin cells, the skin looks dull, and then you put on more makeup to try to make it look more young, but it doesn't. It just looks like more makeup. I use 80% correctors in my foundation and 20% foundation. I think of foundation as a top coat. Like when you get your nails done and you put that nice glossy layer on top of the color so the nail looks even better, that's how I see foundation. And so what's cool, people will see this when they go to my videos and get my book, my use of correctors is really the unique, the cornerstone of what I do that's different. I redirect light on your face so that it projects outward and upward, and it's amazing how much it frames eyes and lips, or what I call the attractions.
That is so
cool. Is that helpful?
And that is so helpful. You know, I agree with you, because I've been in the beauty business now for I don't even want to say how long, but I've seen women treat their faces like they're scrubbing the kitchen floor, and they wonder why they can't get their face to look beautiful and luminous. And I totally agree with your analogy that they have just completely stripped the dead cell from the live cell, and that makes a big difference.
You're tearing your skin.
Yeah, you're tearing your skin. And most people don't even realize that. Now, on your services, do you do like Skype instruction?
Yes.
Or how do you work with people that live? You're in San Francisco, but I'm in Oklahoma today. What if I wanted to have a training session with you?
So that's the direction that where I'm going with my business. And I started this about 3 years ago. The website before this was kind of a first attempt at that, but this one really got it right. I want to be if I could crawl through the computer to help you with your makeup, I would. So my website is designed to come as close to that as possible. So I will tell you that I'm going to be adding more companion videos to my Face for the Heart that includes women of all ages, all lifestyles, and that's. If you go to my YouTube channel, you'll see that I already do that. I have different age brackets and different ethnicities because it's important to be able to relate to the model when you're learning, if you're watching a video. But otherwise, you schedule a session with me, and I make sure you have all your makeup, you have some good light in front of you and a good mirror, and I can teach anybody in the world at any time, right through the computer. And that's why the internet is so awesome, because we can really reach out to anybody at any time. Yeah. So
okay.
That's where my business is going.
All right. And you also have a blog. And on that blog, you give makeup tips. You just are very generous with your information, Chris, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I want to give my trick away because I want people to embrace that there is a better way to see ourselves. You know, what I do is I make people see you more clearly, and I make you see yourself more clearly, and that's what makeup should do. I have nothing against makeup for makeup's sake. If you want to look theatrical, go for it, because because let's face it, makeup is honest. We're not hiding anything. We're putting it right on our face. But a lot of people feel like the makeup gets in the way of people seeing us and listening to us and hearing us. And that's why this method really is, it's amazing how it, I swear, it's like, it just puts you in crisper focus as opposed to sort of distorted with makeup.
Well, okay, I like that. So I'm looking at the clock. It's ticking down. We're just all right at 2 minutes. The time has gone very quickly. Is there a tip or a beauty tip that you would like to leave with all of our listeners today before we say goodbye?
Go for
one or two, okay?
All right. So I talked about exfoliation. Take care of your skin. If I had time to do only one thing on my face, it would be brows. Because when you do them, it starts the heart of the face. Now, understand, the heart is a literal thing. It's the eyebrows from the corner of the eye down past the lip. It's highlighting that part of your face. Regardless of face shape, it brings out your features to their best. So I would, if you only have time to do one thing, brows. The least important part of your makeup is eyeshadow. If I have to leave one thing out, it's going to be eyeshadow. And a lot of people really say, well, what color should I use to make my eye bigger? And, that's like saying, what fish should I get to, unlock my door? It's just the two don't work together. It's all about the anatomy and the structure. This
so that's
is my
good.
Motto.
I mean, I like those. I like those a lot. So eyebrows, and there's a tutorial on Chris's website, and that is makeupgourmet.com, makeupgourmet.com. Chris, we're right down to the end of the wire here, and I feel like we could do another show. Would you come back and do another show with us one of these days?
Gladly, anytime. I
appreciate
I'm the Google
that.
Of makeup. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you being on today with us. Our next show is scheduled in June, and we will have a previous guest on, Penina, with Luxurel Skincare which is absolutely an amazing skincare line. Chris, I want to thank you again from the bottom of my heart. I hope you have the best launch ever June 2nd with Makeup Gourmet and this fabulous book, Face with the Heart, Mastering Authentic Beauty Makeup. And so until next time, everybody, we are out of time and saying goodbye. Bye, Chris. We'll follow up with a copy of the show. Yes, thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Ageless Sisters. Tune in again next time for the most up-to-date beauty, lifestyle, and anti-aging secrets, tips, and shortcuts.